The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, everybody. Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We think we have our microphones tuned in correctly so that we can hear each other and Chris can hear us and you can hear us. It's always a little bit of an issue the first time we go on the air during the day, and I don't know why, but we put the machine away without touching the controls from the week before, and sometimes, well, I think Chris explained it that it's the hubs that the transmission has to go through to get to the station. Is that correct, Chris?
That's correct, because they kind of float things. Don't want to get too technical, but yeah, it's electronics. It's out of our control
and cyberspace.
Exactly. Electronics just change things on their own, and you just have to roll with the punches.
Well, that's what we do then. So.
Oh, we roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes me nervous, but we roll. So I'm a nervous type of guy anyway. Can't you tell? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number, WCBM 680. And we would be more than glad to take your call right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Giving away two sets of tickets today to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you'll hear the commercial later on. So, unless you want to play it now, Chris, but that's up to you, buddy. Didn't want to take you by surprise.
Well, you know, Jesus. I could play it right now. I do have it all set.
Why don't you play it now?
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new, February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
There you go. That's what we're giving tickets away for. That guy sounds like his shorts are too tight or something, doesn't he, Chris? Just sounds a little uncomfortable.
Not as uncomfortable as we feel right this moment.
Why? Why do you feel uncomfortable?
His shorts are too tight.
Well, Great American Outdoor Show coming to February 5th. I mean, just, it sounds like he's got maybe he's constipated. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's
how we've gone down a rabbit hole we need to get out of.
I'm good. We need to we need to get some callers to give away some tickets. 410 WCBM 680. That's how to do that. Go on the air. Dial the phone number. Chris will screen your call. Take your name and number. Go on the air with me, and that's how you qualify. Here in a few minutes, Robin will put the names and numbers in the random number generator, and she will be able to draw a prize winner. Actually, two of them today. We got to get in touch with the folks that won last week and get some addresses, and we'll get those tickets out rather quickly. So, all righty, 410-922-6680. So, let's see. We had Gary from Dundalk, and Gary and I are having a conversation. He's the one that wanted to talk about an event. Commercial events. Other folks that are not particularly our sponsors, we kind of shy away from mentioning them on the air because our sponsors have paid for their valuable airtime, and they like to be heard and not have somebody else, you know, that hasn't paid for their commercials to be promoted.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to that also, to understanding why that is.
Yeah.
And it's not because we're not wanting to promote other people, but it's just not fair to the people who help us stay on the air.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's the way I finally figured it out.
Yep, our sponsors are our sponsors are our sponsors. They pay to sponsor the show. So, I mean, I don't want to make a big deal of it, but it happened this morning, so I figured I should provide some kind of a small explanation and hope that people understand. So, all right, and if you want to sponsor the show, I'm easy enough to get in touch with. Go to ellisoutdoors.com. My contact information is there. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Phone number's up there, so I'm a phone call or an email away, and we can, you know, more than glad to talk to you about it. So there we go. But we do work. We work hard for our sponsors to obtain them, and then we work hard to get their message out. Correct?
Yes.
Yep. So.
It took me a while because I'd talk about anybody.
Of course. Well, let's talk to Dale in Easton. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
Hey, Dale.
You said you'd talk to anybody. Well, there's Dale.
There you go. I'm talking to Dale.
I'm trying to remember because there was something I thought of the other day that I wanted to ask Dale, and now I can't remember, and that's not making me happy.
Did it have to do with birds?
Huh?
Did it have to do with birds?
No, but I mean, I know we talked about Dale and birds, and Dale, you'll figure that out someday.
Yeah,
but
that's coffee.
We can't tell you right now.
Alan, did you have any luck trying to get somebody from fisheries on the show?
I haven't really made a major effort to do that, but that's on the table. You know, I did hear from Rudy the other day. He was listening in on the Sport Fish Advisory Commission meeting. Okay. And it was announced that the striped bass seasons will maintain same as last year.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, same as last year.
So I guess ASMSC has already it's going through that process.
I don't know. That's the only chance I had to hear anything about it. It's been an odd week, Dale. It really has. I mean, I say that just about every week, but it's
been odder than usual.
It's been an odd week. You know, it really has. Had a meeting on Monday night, a long meeting, a couple-hour meeting with the folks at Legacy Waters, and that's moving and grooving. I got Wednesday night, I could barely lay down. I was in such pain. My back pain and just intense pain across the tops of my thighs when I laid down and, you know, hit the Motrin. And that was, you know, some painkillers, and that kind of helped a little bit. And then is that Wednesday night?
That was Tuesday night.
Then Wednesday night was kind of okay.
No. Wednesday, we were supposed to go away. And you got hit again that night.
Yeah, it was Monday night and Wednesday night. Anyway, I skipped a night. And Wednesday night, it was excruciating. So
yeah.
I went to my primary doctor. She kind of came up with an explanation that it was a muscular thing in my lower spine. Went for x-rays yesterday. I'm on some really good medicine. It's called Flexeril. Which is a muscle relaxant.
Oh, I like it. He just goes right to sleep. That's the end of it. I don't hear anymore.
Yeah, and steroids, of course, prednisone for the inflammation. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, it's. I missed two travel days this week because of it and didn't like it, but, you know.
Well, hopefully you can get somebody on because it's always interesting, Alan, because to have them explain it because, the width and depth of your listening audience, it provides a nice opportunity to catch up on things.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, so. Enjoyed the talk you had with Bill Miles last week, too.
Oh, yeah?
Explaining some of the regulations. Any chance he could talk about, you could get him back on, talk about some of the firearms legislation that's, you know, in the tubes?
I would prefer to get John Jocelyn to do that, but we will We'll work on that as well, buddy. We'll work on that
as
well.
Yeah, it's always interesting to know, but it's always quite scary, too.
Oh, yeah, no question. So,
see what the insane asylum is thinking about.
Yeah, the Puzzle Palace in Annapolis. You're not kidding.
Jeez. So anyway, but anyway.
All right, man. Well, we'll try to accommodate. We really will.
Well, I'll give you available this week?
I am.
Okay. I'll get up and down with you sometime.
That sounds good, buddy. Appreciate it.
Good, thanks. Robin,
y'all
take care.
You too, Dale.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Philip.
Hey there, doctor. How are you?
Hey, Phil. What's going on, buddy?
Where'd you go?
You've got your radio turned up too high. I'm here, but I'm 8 seconds too late.
Okay.
There we go.
Anyway, Ben Jenkins and I are just heading off for a goose hunt, and I figured I'd call in and tell anybody who's got any, last couple weekends of the season plans that it's cold, be safe. Hypothermia is the number one cause of death among outdoor sports enthusiasts. And
hypothermia, yep.
Yeah.
Well, that could certainly set in really quick today. Don't get wet. And if you start shivering, it's time to go to the truck.
Yeah. This is when I'm glad Milwaukee came up with those battery-powered heated jackets.
Exactly. Exactly right. And not the only one. They're not the only ones. I have one of those, as a matter of fact, somewhere.
Do you really?
I do.
And why haven't I gotten it yet?
Why haven't you gotten it yet? you got to be kidding me. So,
like having an electric blanket on while you're out in the blind.
That's true.
That would
so be. As a matter of fact, I got that right before the very first blazing camo day in 2016. And I wore it then, and I think I wore it hunting once, and it's somewhere. So I have to dig that thing out. But you charge the battery pack. The jacket itself is wired. When you go out, you turn the switch on, and away you go. Heats you right up. Good technology.
After I finish walking down to the blind and setting everything up and so on, we sit down and start getting inactive. I'll switch it on and stay toasty.
That's it. Yep. Yep. Keeps that sweat from getting cold on you, too. That's for sure. So, well, good luck today, man. Did you bring more than one shell?
I did. I live by faith, but I'm a practical man.
You're only allowed one goose. Why am I allowed to have three shells in my gun, right?
I shoot a double anyway. Oh,
well, there you go. That's funny.
So I need one to finish it if it cripples,
That's a good one. All right, buddy. Well, good luck out there.
All righty. Thanks, sir. We'll
talk soon.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, Phil. All right. 410 WCBM 680. We have to take a break here, and our next caller will be Frank, so stay on the line, Frank. We just want to talk about some of our sponsors that keep us on the air, and one of those for a long, long time has been Clyde Sport Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's for sure. I want to talk about some final shotguns here for the finale of the waterfowl season. If yours has left you cold or doesn't work or freezes up or something like that, you might want to consider one of these three fine shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop. First off is the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounder, a 5-year guarantee for the A5. Comes with recoil-operated kinematic drive and autoloader shotgun. Then there's the Maxxis. This autoloader was built for waterfowl hunting, period. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The power drive gas system reduces recoil, comes to the shoulder very nicely, and you'll be glad you took a look at the Maxxis. And finally, if you'd like to shoot the snow geese extended conservation season, consider the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite stock with Mossy Oak Camo 3 standard Invector choke tubes. Check out those three semi-automatic or auto-loader shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, they don't have any ammunition, gunsmithing and scope mounting, call Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. I didn't mean they don't have any. They have a limited supply of ammunition because of the worldwide shortage right now. All right, Clyde Sports Shop. Now, we've got Backyard Billy. Spring's right around the corner, although it doesn't seem like it. It seems like there's a lot more winter to come, and then that groundhog's going to either see a shadow or not see a shadow, and winter will last the same amount of time anyway. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out their great selection of furniture for your yard. Backyard Billy's Backyard Furniture. Tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, weatherproof, colorful, poly, and even some hardwood patio furniture, including tables and chairs. You can check it all out in Backyard Billy's Backyard, where you'll also find storage sheds and swing sets and all types of things from at Route 50 to Exit 44. If you're just driving by, you can see a lot of stuff just sitting out there. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. When that, you know, that discount grill falls apart next summer, you're going to say, well, should have gone to Backyard Billy's and checked out their grills. At Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly winter evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. No question about that. Just great. So, and tell you one more time, at least, the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. See www.amauctions.com. Thursday, February 3rd and Friday, February 4th is the two-night sale. The auction will be conducted at A&M Auction Facility. That's 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland, just outside of Salisbury. On Thursday, February 3rd, 5:03 p.m., the online-only auction begins. They've got guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and much, much more. It's a timed online-only auction on Thursday with bidding via proxy bid. See amauctions.com for that. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5:02, the live on-site auction. You could be in the shop watch the bidding live, watch the auction live and do your bidding live there, or you can go online and bid via proxy bid. 350 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns and handguns, 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, 1998 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4, a 2003 Venture boat trailer, a single-axle military trailer, and much, much more. Take a preview Monday, January 31st from 4 to 7, or Friday, February 4th, right before the auction at 4 to 5. www.amauctions.com. That's amauctions.com for more information. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. We've got a lot of callers here lined up. Let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Alan. Morning, Miss Robin.
Morning.
I wanted to add a little humor to your show.
Okay, it needs it.
I was hunting earlier this year and on the ground, and after about 2 or 3 hours, I got tired, and I laid down on the forest floor to take a nap. After about 20 minutes, half hour or so, I opened my eyes, and there's a dozen buzzards circling above me.
That's not good.
I stood up rather quick.
Yeah, you're lucky you still have your eyes, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's
well,
funny.
And them buckhammers fell silent.
What's that?
Those buckhammers.
What about it?
That you gave me. They fell silent.
Oh, they fell silent?
Yeah, never had an opportunity.
Sorry about that.
I got several years ahead of me with those, though. I appreciate you.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. No problem at all. So.
And I'm going to give it one more gung-ho effort next Sunday evening and Monday. I hunted opening day of bow season, and I'm going to try to hunt the last day. I want
last
to
day.
The season for some odd reason.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're still out there. I mean, I saw the two of the biggest bucks on the farm that last day of the last day of that primitive season last year. And I don't know if any of them survived. I know the one did, and he came in wounded. And we tried both. My grandson and I both had opportunities at him, and neither one of us could seal the deal. So he's pretty outstanding deer. So
yeah, well, the weather may keep me out of the woods. My intentions are to be there.
Well, good luck. So
always good hearing you guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
You have a super day.
Bye bye. Let's talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Alan, Robin. Robin, I love hearing your voice in the morning.
Thank you so much.
She doesn't talk enough, though.
Oh, also, a little bit of humor. Back in the 60s, my dad took me goose hunting. I guess I was maybe 13, 12 years old. I guess it was around the time they just come out with the battery-operated socks.
Right.
My father decided that, you know, how the older gents, they like to save as many things as they can. So he waits until the last minute to plug his battery-operated socks in so he doesn't use all his battery power.
Right, right.
His feet were so cold he burned holes in his socks.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. My mother laughed so hard when we got home.
I bet.
I will never forget it.
That's funny. That is funny. So.
Around the same time, this is something I've been meaning to ask you for a while. When you go deer hunting, you can feed deer with corn.
Right.
When you go goose hunting, I understand from listening to you the past bunch of years.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to bait geese or ducks.
You're not allowed to bait any federally protected waterfowl in Maryland. You're not allowed to bait anything other than deer in Maryland.
So I was just curious of how they came up with why you can bait one animal and not another. It just was kind of strange to me.
I see.
But we were over there by Smithville, and the farmer, this is when they had the combines have gotten much better.
Right.
Now, I was a young kid. The farmer would come out, and he had these beer cans that he had painted yellow.
Right.
He'd throw the beer cans in the field amongst the decoys.
Right.
And I just thought that was the strangest thing because I knew you weren't supposed to be,
right?
You know, baiting.
Be baiting, but he had an artificial bait out there. Yeah, I actually have a carved piece of wood that's painted yellow that was used for baiting waterfowl.
Hmm. So, that's something.
Yep. I mean, carved in a shape of a corn cob.
Right, right. So how can you? Well, I just wonder how the DNR can make a distinction from one to another. You know, you're still kind of.
I think the regulation, and I have to read it again, actually defines corn, grain, you know, that type of thing. It's a food based type of bait.
Right, right. That's very interesting.
You know, yeah, I mean, a bait decoy, pretty cool. So.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to touch on was when you said earlier they were talking about there's a lot of people out there that are not kind or advocates of
right
hunting. I was on the have a Weather Channel app on my computer, and for the last couple of weeks they had been playing this video of shooting of the wolves out in North Dakota or South Dakota. And they run this video of, they've shot 20 wolves so far. Like it's, they act like they're exterminating the.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
Right. And the whole time they're talking about this, they're playing these videos of these wild wolves that are rolling around with each other and having a good old time, just like your puppies do in your house.
Sure.
The propaganda that they put out there.
Oh, no question.
Discourage people from their rights in this country is.
That's right. Well, I think that's meant not to, you know, it's meant to piss off the hunters, of course.
Yep.
You know, but it's not. But it's meant to elicit funds from somebody to support their cause so that they can save the wolves.
Exactly.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Same
now,
thing.
I wish they would. I wish they would show the reality of a pack of wolves bringing down an elk or a mule deer or, you know, something like that, and watch the brutality of and the duration of an attack on a larger game animal.
That's
it goes on for hours and hours of torture.
That's where they stop the film, the footage.
Of course.
They have them running around the herd, and they're rolling in the fields. And,
uh-huh.
And I keep thinking, okay, they're not going to show what, you know,
no.
what they really need to show, and they
right.
don't.
Right, right. Yeah, show a wolf on each side biting hamstrings out of an elk, and as it falls down, it's they're eating it alive.
Right, right.
You know. Sure.
Hey, Alan, I can't tell you how much I enjoy going into Clyde's and walking around. That is,
great place, I know.
It's a wonderful store.
Yep. So.
And, maybe we can get Nancy Pelosi to take a nap in the field.
Ooh, that was cold. That was cold. That was cold.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You also.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. I'm not sure who's on the line there. Chris, could you help me out a little bit?
Well, we've got Lee.
Lee. All right. I see where I'm back in order now. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Morning, kids. How you all doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Still kicking, just not as high as we used to.
I hear you. Chris, I can hear you in the background, buddy. Hang on there a minute, Lee. Just a minute.
Yep.
Hey, Chris.
I can't hear you. Just keep.
All right. Well, Chris's mic is open, so we've got competing stuff here, Lee. So give us a second to get that straightened out.
All right.
I think it is.
Okay. Go ahead, Lee.
All right. Just my thought here on the weather lately. You know what? Seems like it's been a good time here to go hunting for the most desirable prize of all.
And
gas powered fireplace.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. Trust me.
Yes, we love sitting here in front of this gas fired fireplace and go hunting for one. We got the hot spot. How about that?
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
nope.
Anything else there, buddy?
No, that's all I really wanted to say. You're not going out today, I assume.
Oh, we'll see.
He's not.
We'll see.
You got to take your medicine today.
We'll see.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
All right, Lee.
Depends on the boss, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Y'all take
right.
care.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Joseph. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. How are you?
First doing well.
Caller.
Well, thank
Hi
you.
Hi there, Miss Robin. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Now, how come you sit between those two guys and don't say much?
Oh,
they much
just...
better than those guys. All I talk about is aminals.
I just give them a little bit of fodder at times if I get a chance. So.
Well, that's good. You sound good, so I must say you look good.
Thank you so much. I try.
You're okay. So what did I need to know? I need to know, I just bought a rifle, and I don't know too much about guns. And I'm thinking about getting, well, it's the shotgun. I'm thinking about going over to one of these places to get lessons, and I live in the Timonium area. And I was just wondering where and how do I get one of those or show me how to use the gun and so on so I don't.
For a shotgun?
Rightfully said.
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you guys.
I'm sorry. You said you got a shotgun.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's going to be hard to find a range that's going to be able to teach you about a shotgun.
Well, I could get a rifle and just see how it works. My cousin's an avid hunter, and he's been wanting to take me, and I just, you know, it's cold, man. I don't like hunting. I don't mind shooting, but
right.
I learned how to do the.
You're going to have to look up. You're going to have to look up a local outdoor gun range.
That's one. They have one out in Loch Raven, right?
Yeah, they do. So check it out. But I don't think that's a rifle range. I think that's for shotguns.
No, but they shoot those little clay pigeons.
That's a shotgun, yes, sir. Yep, that's a shotgun. So,
Well, all right, man.
Yep, check it out. Check it out on your own. Look for outdoor rifle ranges and see what you can find. Okay.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
All right. Thanks, Joseph.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Keep listening.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take care of Emmett. Good morning, Emmett. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Emmett. Congratulations.
Good. What's up?
He won last week.
Your previous call, you could also check out a place called Cub Hill.
Yes, I know. I get it.
Okay.
Yep.
I wanted to thank you because you put me on to Brad for my black powder rifle to get it worked on.
How'd that work out?
It worked out great. We found this place, the Brownstone Trading Company. It took a while to find it. But it was that beautiful day before that snowstorm
right.
came up, and we went in there, and he had the parts I needed, and he put it on. And while we were waiting, we're looking down there, and he had an original Springfield that was painted black in front of his case. And he told my friend Tom Phillips and I to go in the back room and look at all his rifles that he had back there. My mm-hmm. word.
Yep.
It was awesome. We were looking at a flintlock, beautiful condition, beautiful etching, $2,500.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure, probably handmade. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's too good to shoot. I mean, take that anyway.
I know. I'd shoot it. So. But anyway, well, congratulations on your win, Emmett. Did you leave your address with Chris?
No, he said you'd probably get it, and if you put me back to him before I go, I'll give it to him. But there's one other thing I want to tell you. Now, during the course of the time up there, it was like country store, three or four guys are sitting back there
yep.
telling their stories.
Yep.
Well, it came out that Brad's getting chemo treatment.
Yeah, I knew that. Yep.
Okay, so. And so while he's there, before I left, I asked him what it was for, and he told me, and he said he had at that point, six more treatments. So I told him, say, hey, Brad, I'm a Christian man. I believe in prayer, and that God answers prayer. Could I pray for you? And so all the people were talking, just a normal prayer, conversation-type prayer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the talking stopped in there.
Right.
And then after we finished praying and shook hands with Brad, and all the people stopped talking about deer hunting, and they were talking about the need to have faith in God, the need to pray, and the need to believe. It was like just 1 minute, the Holy Spirit had just changed the whole conversation there. But I do thank you for putting me on to that because I'm ready to go in February.
Great, buddy. Well,
awesome.
Great. All right. Well, we got some callers on the line. I'll see if Chris can pick, put you on hold and get your address. If not, I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
You got it. Miss Fran, I'm sorry, baby. You got to wait. I'm 10 minutes late on a break, so... Let's tell the folks about A&M Auctions. It's the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. Visit amauctions.com, and you'll see a lot there. On Thursday, February 3rd and Friday, February 4th, the auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility. That's 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. Now, on Thursday, it's an online auction, a timed online auction only. Starts at 5.03 p.m. in the evening, and the online auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and more. And again, details at amauctions.com. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5.02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins right there at the facility, and there's also a live online bidding via proxy bid. 350 firearms, including antique and modern military rifles, shotguns, handguns, a Toyota Tacoma, Dodge Ram, a Venture boat trailer, a single-axle military trailer, and much, 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 much more. Decoys and accessories, you name it, it'll be there. You can take a preview on Monday, January 31st, 2022, from 4 to 7 p.m., and a preview on Friday, February 4th, from 4 to 5, just before the action starts. So visit amauctions.com for more information. You'll be glad you did. Now, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater, they're geared up for fishing. Fish and tackle, crabbing supplies are all building their inventories right now. There's a lot of rods and reels. There's a lot of line. There's a lot of lures. There's a lot of, terminal tackle. You can find just about anything you want there in Anne Arundel County at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters. Don't forget the crabbing supplies, too. Crab pots and crab traps and trot lines accessories and nets and You name it, they've got bait, too, and ice. Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo. They're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys, and don't forget they have a fine selection of firearms by Gun Runner Arsenal. Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows, and arrows, broadheads, attractants, and everything else to go with that. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. You'll be glad you did, and guess what? We'll be right back.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at Great American Outdoor Show.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, good morning, Amy Hunter. What a lead-in. You get to listen to one of our sponsors, shooting sports and getting safety training and all that type of stuff. How are you doing this morning?
Great this morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm so happy to talk about this event. I mean, after COVID, there's been so many things we haven't been able to do, and we're finally back this year, and we're really, really excited about it.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's the Great American Outdoor Show. You know, we've been doing this for many, many years. I hope that many of your listeners will hear the name and be familiar and have been out before. But just a huge event. It's the world's largest outdoor show. Just kind of something for the whole family, you know. Come with tickets, $8 for kids, $15 for adults. We've got 200-plus seminars on sort of all things hunting and fishing, all things outdoors. People can come out and see the latest gear, seminars on you know, anything they're interested to learn about. Outfitters, hunters, anglers, there's lessons on fishing, great food, just a great way to come out and celebrate the outdoors, which is a great way to spend time, you know, these days.
Sure. We like to stop by the auditorium and see the shows. There's a number of good shows there that they provide on a, you know, daily basis, just about round the clock during the show. You know, there's all kinds of people that give all kinds of lectures on different things relating to the outdoors. But people, a lot of people go to see these personalities in the hunting world. Can you tell us who's going to be there as far as, you know, well-known hunting personalities and fishing personalities?
Yeah, I mean, there's really the seminars are, there's 200 plus seminars. People may know the names. We've got David and Karen Holder from Raised Hunting, Brooke Winters, Christy Titus, fishing legend Roland Martin.
Roland's going to be there. Good.
I love him.
Yeah, yeah. Our favorite snake guy, Jason Clark. The list of names goes on. I mean, there's a huge list. It would take 10 minutes to name everyone. But if people go to our website, Great American Outdoor Show, and check out the seminar speakers there. They'll get the whole list of people they can come see.
Gotcha. That sounds good. So you guys are excited. What's the consumer response right now, and what's the industry response that you're actually having the show this year?
It's just been great. It's really been great. It's a little bit scaled back. I'll say that. We want to be here for everyone to come back out to get to the show, for everyone to come with their friends and family, see old friends, talk to their customers. A few things will be different this year. We're going to space out some of the seating in the eating area.
Right.
There's about 900 plus exhibitors. There's not going to be a concert this year. Usually there's a concert. We hope for the return to that last year. But mainly the big thing this year is that we're just really glad we're back. You know, I was at the last Great American Show in 2020, and everybody was talking about COVID as something that was happening, you know, overseas. And then a month later, everything went down with that, and we haven't been back since. We haven't been able to. So, so we're just so happy, and we expect really everyone's going to want to come back and get back in on the action. And just, man, we just want to return to everyday life.
No question. It's always a pleasure working with Allison. And we just want to give her a little bit of a shout out. I've been working with Allison for probably 15, maybe even 20 years. So, you know, we're proud to be able to promote the Great American Outdoor Show, give away some tickets here on the show. We've given away two pair of tickets today. You may have heard as you come on, we named the names and name of the winners. So we're excited to be a part of it. And Robin and I always enjoy the show. We'll be up there one day, and I want you to let people know that, you know, the show is handicap accessible. There's handicap entrances and exits. There's also plenty of space there to take your mobile scooter. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah, this year I'll be able to come back because I have a scooter because I have a bad back, and I had to stop it. I didn't get to see the whole show the first time I went. So this year, I'm going to be one of the ones on the scooter. So if you see me, I'll beep at you.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Anything else you want to wrap up with there, Amy?
But yeah, I just want everyone to come out and take a look. It's really a great – it's really fun. I mean, it's fun to just sort of be there and look around. It's so much to take in. And so we really hope to see a lot of faces out there and stop by the press room and talk to, you know, some people from the NRA. So we'll be there for everyone.
Great. Sounds good, Amy. Hey, I appreciate you coming on and talking about the Great American Outdoor Show. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and so we'll continue right up till right up till opening day. So we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Amy. Thank you for getting up so early. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Amy Hunter from the National Rifle Association. So, okay. Wow. Okay, Robin, do you want to announce the winners?
Did you write them down?
Yes, I did. Here.
Oh, there we go. Our first winner is Dan Kaiser.
Dan Kaiser.
And our second winner is Phil Norman.
Phil Norman. Great. Two great supporters, advocates of the Outdoors and Radio Show. You guys, the numbers popped up in a random generator. I'll call each of you for your address, unless you want to text it to me if you have my number. Come back on and talk to Chris and give him your address. So Emmett was kind enough to do that. So let's go to our last break here, and I guess we'll probably come back with some music. Go ahead there, Chris.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Congratulations to Dan Kaiser, Phil Norman for winning tickets, and I think we have one more pair of tickets we'll give away next week. So we got some tickets to send out this week. We'll get everybody's address and get those in the mail. Robin, any last words?
No, I'm really pretty good.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Chilling? Okay. Well.
Just chilling, ready for I don't know what.
You'd like to see about a foot of snow out there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Is there any coming? I haven't looked at the weather lately.
I didn't see any in the forecast for the next week. So Chris, you got any plans for this week? Heading anywhere? Going anywhere? Doing anything?
Surviving.
Sorry about that. I was on the phone. No, I don't have any plans other than, like everybody else, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, of course. Glad to hear it.
So, how about you guys? was on the phone when you were talking.
Yeah,
that's all right. No, he's got a magazine to get out, so our life's on hold for another.
Trying to get to the printers with the next spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we got a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of pictures, a lot of good stories. So that'll be coming out real soon. Picked a great cover.
Cover's awesome.
Cover already went to the printer, so we're just enjoying this tiny break. But I'm still, you know, working on stories, editing things, putting the pictures together, and that type of thing. So it's going to be a fun issue. It's going to be good. And look forward to getting that out around the first week of February.
And for those people who are just tuning in who are not familiar with the magazine, where can they pick it up?
Well, they can pick it up at a lot of our advertisers. Go online and look at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And also want to mention that we've got some measuring events coming up for Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is Maryland's official record-keeping organization for big game, white-tailed deer, black bears, and Sitka Stags. Hit that website too, BucksBearsStags.com, or visit our Facebook page. We've got a lot of play on our Facebook page. You'll see some great deer, some great bears, some great Sitka Stags on our Facebook page. We have a team of measures that do that all across the state. So we're gearing up for another great season. Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay warm, enjoy your family.